Good morning. It's April 3rd, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking move, the US and UK governments have united to tackle one of the most pressing challenges of our time, the safety and ethical development of artificial intelligence, AI. This partnership signifies a pivotal moment in the global approach to AI, emphasizing the critical need for robust safety measures in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. The collaboration between these two nations is set to focus on the development of comprehensive test suites specifically designed for AI models. The aim is to ensure that these models are not only effective, but also safe and reliable for use. This initiative will see the US and UK engage in joint testing efforts, exchange personnel to foster learning and innovation, and adopt a common stance on AI safety protocols. In the US, there's already a mandate in place requiring companies to report the results of their AI safety tests. Across the pond, the UK has taken a proactive step by establishing the AI Safety Institute, an organization dedicated to overseeing AI practices within the country. These measures underscore the seriousness with which both nations are approaching the issue of AI safety. This bilateral effort is a significant leap towards ensuring that advancements in AI technology are conducted within a framework of safety and ethics. However, amidst this progress, there's a growing call for more transparency. Stakeholders are urging for clearer timelines and procedures for addressing potential risks identified in AI models. This feedback highlights the ongoing need for vigilance and adaptability as we navigate the complex terrain of artificial intelligence. In a leap towards more immersive virtual interactions, Apple has rolled out a significant update to its Spatial Personas feature for the Apple Vision Pro headset, introducing avatars that not only mirror a user's facial expressions, but also their hand gestures. This move underscores Apple's ambition to bridge the gap between virtual and physical interactions, yet it's not without its controversies. The avatars, designed to enhance social experiences in digital realms, have stirred a debate over their uncanny resemblance to actual human beings, which some users find unsettling. Despite the technological prowess behind these digital doubles, they struggle to capture the essence of human emotion and physicality fully, leaving a gap in the quest for authentic virtual connection. The initiative aims to enrich virtual gatherings among friends with a more personal touch, but the current limitations highlight a significant challenge: the avatar's inability to convey the full spectrum of human feelings and gestures in real time. This shortfall raises questions about the technology's effectiveness in combating the loneliness that can accompany digital interaction. Meanwhile, Microsoft is not far behind, experimenting with an animated AI chatbot for Xbox, signaling a growing industry trend towards creating more engaging and immersive virtual environments. On another front, the development of SpatialAFI, a third-party application, enables users to produce high-resolution spatial videos, pointing to a burgeoning interest and potential for broader adoption of such technologies. As the virtual and mixed reality landscape continues to evolve, the efficacy of initiatives like Apple's Spatial Personas in genuinely enhancing social connectivity and reducing feelings of isolation remains an open question. The journey towards seamlessly integrating others into our virtual spaces is ongoing, with the ultimate impact of these technologies on fostering meaningful human connections yet to be fully realized. In a groundbreaking move, over 200 luminaries from the music and entertainment sectors, including household names like Billie Eilish and Katy Perry, have united in opposition to the use of artificial intelligence tools that threaten to replace human creativity or unfairly compensate artists. This coalition underscores a pivotal moment in the intersection of technology and artistry, spotlighting the growing concerns over AI's role in the music industry. The Artists' Rights Alliance is spearheading a petition against AI-generated music, garnering support from prominent artists such as Katy Perry and Miranda Lambert. This initiative is a direct response to fears that AI could devalue the unique contributions of human artists. Highlighting the severity of these concerns, the petition has attracted signatures from a diverse array of artists including Billy Porter, Camila Cabello, and the Jonas Brothers. An open letter, making waves on Medium, articulates the artist's apprehensions. It warns of AI's potential to not only mimic, but also steal the voices and likenesses of creators, posing a threat to the very fabric of the music ecosystem. Esteemed artists like Nicki Minaj and Smokey Robinson have lent their voices to this cause, advocating for legislative measures to safeguard the industry. The legislative landscape is beginning to respond. Tennessee has emerged as a pioneer, having already enacted a law to shield music professionals from AI-related threats. This move is part of a broader trend, with similar legislation under consideration at both the federal level and in other states. The impact of AI on the music industry is already being felt in commercial negotiations, as evidenced by Universal Music Group's dealings with TikTok. The Global Music Corporation has identified AI as a disruptive force, leading to the removal of its catalog from the platform. Moreover, the Recording Academy has introduced restrictions on AI-related submissions for its awards, although it has not completely barred music or creators from engaging with AI technologies. These developments reflect a growing resistance within the music community towards AI's encroachment on creative expression and fair compensation. As the debate unfolds, the music industry stands at a crossroads, facing the dual challenge of embracing technological innovation while preserving the irreplaceable value of human artistry. In a bold stride towards the future of customer service, Microsoft is gearing up to revolutionize Xbox support with an AI-driven chatbot, capable of answering player inquiries and possibly handling game refunds. This initiative is not just about enhancing the gaming experience, but is a glimpse into Microsoft's larger vision of embedding artificial intelligence across its ecosystem, including Bing, Office, and even the Humble keyboard with a new AI Copilot button. As part of its ambitious AI agenda, Microsoft is also exploring innovative applications such as voice-activated form filling and the ability to summarize vast amounts of information swiftly. While the AI chatbot for Xbox is still under the microscope in its testing phase, Microsoft is already plotting significant upgrades to its console and services, aiming to stay ahead in the fiercely competitive tech arena. This move to infuse AI into Xbox customer support is strategic, positioning Microsoft to carve out a distinct niche against formidable rivals like Sony's eagerly anticipated PlayStation 5 Pro and potential AI enhancements from Apple for the iPhone. However, the extent of the chatbot's autonomy, especially in comparison to human support staff in tasks such as processing refunds, remains a topic of curiosity. In a move that signals a significant shift in the digital news landscape, Yahoo has stepped up its game by acquiring Artifact, the AI-driven news app developed by none other than the co-founders of Instagram. This acquisition not only brings cutting-edge technology into Yahoo's fold, but also marks a notable collaboration between pioneers of social media and digital news. Artifact, known for its innovative approach to news delivery through AI, has caught the attention of Yahoo for its potential to revolutionize how news is categorized, curated, and personalized. The brains behind Instagram, now serving as special advisors to Yahoo, bring a wealth of experience in creating engaging digital platforms. However, they will not be joining the company, maintaining their advisory roles. The core of this acquisition lies in the integration of Artifact's technology into Yahoo News and potentially other Yahoo services. While the Artifact app itself will no longer be available, its underlying technology is set to enhance Yahoo's offerings. This includes improving content recommendation engines and creating a more personalized user experience across Yahoo's platforms. The move is a clear indication of the growing importance of AI in the news industry, reflecting a broader trend towards personalized content ecosystems. As Yahoo and Artifact embark on this journey, the focus will be on leveraging AI to meet the evolving demands of digital news consumers. The integration process is expected to take some time, but the potential benefits for Yahoo's users could be substantial, paving the way for a new era in personalized news consumption. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.